chapter. This answers all the questions that Nicodemus has. How can you be born from above? What is birth? Birth is life. So John of Nicodemus is trying to figure out how to be born from above. It's not answered in text. We've already seen that. You must be born from above. John says how? Christ doesn't really answer him. This is one of the problems. So you got preachers come along and say, well, this is the way. No, this is the way. No, this is the way. Does the Bible tell us how to be born from above? Yes, it does. Yes, it does, for the eye that wants to see. So where does this come from? It comes from the whole discussion. Now, God has sent His Son as the means of coming to Him. God has sent His Son as the means of coming to Him, coming to His kingdom. And if you refuse to believe in the Son, you do not come to the Father. Now, the Jews had the opportunity of embracing Jesus Christ. They said no. Now, one of the reasons that they said no, here are the Jews, the people to whom He first came. Here are the Jews, the people to whom He came. The people to whom He came. Get ready for that for John 4. Okay, He came to the Jews. They said no. They rejected Him. Ask ourselves why. Why did they reject Him? Two primary reasons. One, we already have the kingdom. We already have everything by God our Father. We already have it. We don't need to go through you to get to the Father. We already have the Father. So they rejected Him because they didn't need Him. Why do a lot of Christians have such a reaction to trusting the Holy Spirit for spiritual life and the way to have Christ formed in you? They don't need the Holy Spirit. We already have Jesus Christ. So we don't need the Holy Spirit. We can just go through Christ and get these things. No. You're going to do it the way that God has set it up. You want a relationship with the Father? You come through the one He sent.